The world of fast food clearly believes in royalty. There's Burger King and Dairy Queen. And every year, a fast food chain is crowned best drive-thru based primarily on its speed and accuracy in filling orders. 70% of a fast food restaurant's business comes to the drive-thru window, so these measures are taken very seriously. Now there's new drive-thru order-taking technology that makes fast food even faster. Nancy Greenlease of member station KUNC went in search of the speediest meal in the West.
Hi there. I think I'll have a California cob, please.
What type of dressing would you like?
What do you have?
We have cob, Caesar, buttermilk ranch, and a light balsamic vinaigrette.
At a drive-thru in Colorado Springs, order taker Dennis also gives me a side of honesty.
Oh, and where are you all located?
We are located in a call center that is...
So he's not standing inside wearing a wireless headset and a grease-splattered uniform?
Ah, very cool.
Dennis and a dozen order takers are in fact located miles away in an office park.
Hi, this is Mindy. Can I help you?
Call center order takers click on pictures of McNuggets and cheeseburgers. Screens pop open, allowing them to hold the pickle, hold the lettuce, or shred it, or request a full leaf.
Okay, I have a number 3 with a vanilla shake. Can I get you anything else? Your total is $6.27. Please call forward. Thank you.
Mindy Mazerall encourages customers to buy more food. Every order taken by the call centers is 19 cents higher than ordinary drive-thrus because the workers are focused on selling up. Order takers make about $7 an hour, and Mazerall, a former McDonald's restaurant employee, is loving it.
I don't have to make the hamburgers. I don't have to smell like it. I don't have to look at it. I can dress casual and sit on my butt. I don't have to work as hard.
Hi, this is Mindy. Can I help you?
They'll take about 100 orders an hour around the clock that are beamed to order screens inside 9 McDonald's in Colorado and Minnesota. Another call center in Missouri covers 8 McDonald's in that state. 24-year-old Matt Favier created the new call center concept, along with a Colorado Springs McDonald's franchise owner. Favier saw the problem with long waits at the drive-thru.
You'll see the cars line up, and you will see, often, a car pull out, pull around, and leave. And all that is a lost opportunity.
The initial setup for the distant call center system costs restaurant owners at least $25,000. But restaurant owners say it's a worthwhile investment because of considerable increases in accuracy, speed, and sales. The call center frees restaurant workers from taking orders, allowing them to focus only on preparing and delivering the food. And the call center order takers concentrate on getting the order right and getting it fast. Drive-thrus that use the call center report that orders fly out the window 30 seconds faster than ordinary drive-thrus. That's no small fry in this business, according to Favier.
It's an eternity. 30 seconds is an eternity.
Sherry Day Scott agrees. The editor of Quick Service Restaurant Magazine says the best drive-thrus are seeking a delicate balance.
The zen of drive-thru, it's finding kind of the sweet spot where customer service comes together with speed.
Scott says the average drive-thru order takes precisely 3 minutes, 9.83 seconds. She wonders if shaving off a half minute hurts customer service.
Because I really do believe that customers want to interact with somebody who they feel can make a decision or can solve a problem.
Still, few drive-thru customers even realize that the order takers aren't inside the restaurant. And that's a good thing, according to Matt Favier.
You want to minimize change. So the best part about the drive-thru is that the customer really doesn't see any difference at all. They have no idea that somebody, you know, halfway across the country is taking their order.
And since the call center operates around the clock, fewer restaurant employees are needed to keep the golden arches lit. This makes it easier for McDonald's to stay open into the wee hours and meet the growing demand for late-night burgers. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Greenlace.
Would you like any dollar fries or drinks to go with that? Okay, your total is $2.13. Please call forward. Thank you.